Welcome back to Eco Talk. And in case you have a lover in your life, whether it's a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, or whatever these days, you might want to know that Valentine's Day is coming up. Consider this a friendly reminder, February 14th. And what you usually associate with Valentine's Day, along with those red hearts and love and all that, those little kisses, those candies, is, of course, things like wonderful things like diamonds and gold, chocolates, even wine, all that romantic stuff. But you may not think about sort of the underside of those gifts, and perhaps they're not so environmentally friendly. If anyone's going to bring up that side of the story, leave it to EcoTalk, and we are going to delve into each one of those that I just mentioned, some of the environmental problems with diamonds, gold, jewelry, and perhaps non-organic wine and chocolates as well. And to tell us what we need to know, we have several people joining us this segment, and then a couple new guests coming in for the fourth segment, so stay tuned. First, we have Kristen Patton. She's with the Canadian Institute for Sustainable Living. Matt White is joining us. He's with Green Carrot. They're the makers of recycled gold jewelry, and Barney Feinblum is the president of Organic Vintners. Thanks for joining us. I'll address my questions to each of you so we don't all talk at once. First, for Kristen, I wasn't really aware that there was, obviously diamonds come from the earth, but what are some of the environmental consequences of traditional mining of diamonds and other gemstones?
Well, One Sky, the Canadian Institute of Sustainable Living, is the organization I work for. And we became involved in diamond mining issues in Sierra Leone, so that's the example that I'll use today for some environmental impacts. So if you can imagine in Sierra Leone, a lot of the diamond mining areas are river and swampland because the diamonds are deposited by water. And the mining is done by artisanal miners, so you have people with shovels and picks and sieves who are actually doing the mining. So a little bit of a contrast to the glamour that we usually associate with diamonds. So they're digging up a river habitat, which, of course, has a negative impact on the habitat, particularly for fish, which a lot of people depend on for food in Sierra Leone, and impacts on biodiversity. You also have deforestation. A lot of the mining areas are formerly agricultural lands. People use the swamplands and the rivers to plant rice. So when those areas become used for mining, then the farmers start going into the forest and cutting down or burning down the trees there for their agricultural plots. And then you have a lot of impacts on the water. When you're digging up the river areas, the miners, then you have the river isn't available for people to use for water and for bathing and washing. And then downstream communities are also impacted from the siltation of digging up the mining areas. And then you have other environmental impacts like an increase in bushmeat hunting, so hunting of animals.
Mm.
So small antelopes and things like that would feed the miners. You have a lot of miners coming in from outside areas, and they need to have food, so you have an increase of hunting as well. Substantial environmental impacts from all this small-scale mining that's going on in the river and the swamplands.